from Hollywood, Romance. Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, the story of a moonshiner, a revenue agent, and respectability. From a short story by Don Brown, it is adapted by Francis Van Hartesvelt and stars Vic Perrin with Parley Bear in Ragged Individualist.
Well, now that depends on what Bill's did.
Well, he's gone and run himself away from home. That's what he's did.
Is that a fact? Why?
Because he's a no-count, trifling, ungrateful young'un. Oh, his pappy's fighting mad about it. Got no one to help him with the cotton patch except the mule Bill's mama.
That's what comes of having an unnatural small family. There's nobody to do the work.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. What are you going to do about it, Sheriff?
Well, there ain't much I can do less than I knew where Bill runs away to.
The swamp. That's where he is, living by himself in a shack in Catahoula Swamp.
I see. Well, maybe I'll mosey out that way. So I did. I went out to Catahoula Swamp to have myself a talk with young Bill Bonner. I never did care for sitting around inside. The way the swamp was in them days, you could pull yourself along in a skiff, which I had done. I caught myself a couple of nice bass on the way, and the big old gators were sunning themselves all over the place. Sometimes they'd notice the skiff and go scuttling off. A gator don't look for trouble unless his belly's empty. The water moccasins is meaner. I shot myself a regular granddaddy moccasin. And Bill heard the noise and come paddling out, and we had a talk.
Well, there ain't nothing else to say, Sheriff.
But what about your schooling, Bill?
I finished the sixth grade, didn't I? I don't see what else they could lend me.
Yeah, you've got a point there. But how are you going to live?
There's plenty of victuals here in the swamp. I always did hanker more for venison and bass and for sow belly and poke greens.
Yeah, but a man's got to have some cash money.
I can get enough. Lazy folks will always buy a mess of fish or a haunch of venison.
Yeah, that's true. But don't you let me catch you trapping no fish in no illegal traps nor selling no out-of-season venison.
Don't you worry, Sheriff. I won't let you catch me.
Tell me something, Bill. Your pa and ma is nice folks, and I know you was fond of the mule. Now, just exactly why did you leave home?
It was the cotton. What I mainly wanted was to stop raising cotton.
But you're all the youngins your pa and ma has got. When they pass on, you'll inherit that scrawny cotton patch of theirs anyhow.
I don't care. I ain't gonna raise cotton on it. I left home so I could quit raising cotton.
Well, Bill stayed in the swamp, and finally his folks did pass on and left him the cotton patch. But he never worked it. Folks kept calling Bill a ne'er-do-well and asking me what I was going to do about him. And then to Washington, there come Mr. Roosevelt and Mr. Wallace and this here New Deal of theirs, and Bill Bonner was all set.
Let's see, Addis Bellefontaine Bonner. Ah, here's your check, Mr. Bonner. $49.74.
Well, will wonders never cease? The United States government is paying me cash not to raise cotton on Pa's land.
They sure were. Here, the main thing Bill didn't want to do was grow cotton, and every month from then on, he got money for not growing it. The New Deal had also dredged a few thousand acres of swamp and made Catahoula Lake out of it. Bill made his shack into a sizable camp, and he brought a wife there, and they had two children. And an uncle of his turned up from over Gina that way, and he showed Bill how to add a few end joys to life and maybe a mite of cash income, too.
Come on over and take a look, Uncle Rafe. She's boiling like a hog dipping kettle now.
Uh-huh. Well, keep a Bill. Man, she's got to get started good. But careful she don't scorch. Too thick. She'll stand a gallon more water.
A gallon more water. That look better?
Yes, it does, honey. Just about the right amount thick and just about the right amount thin. Yeah, it smells lovely.
Don't it just?
You take some folks, they'll add a couple of Irish potatoes to their mash while it's cooking. You got any Irish potatoes?
Nope.
That's good. I don't hold Irish potatoes and corn liquor. You take other folks, though, they'll add some sorghum. About a ladle full for every gallon mash.
You hold with that, Uncle Ray.
Yes, I do. The sorghum gives it a mite of color without leaving it too long in the keg. Also, it cuts the sharpness of mite, which makes the first few drinks just as tasty as the ones after that.
Well, we got plenty of sorghum. I'll have Ellie fetch the jug.
All right, sir. Now, I tell you, just kick away a little of that fire so she'll simmer nice and gentle like Bill.
Yep.
That's good. Now, we'll go over, and I'll show you how to rig the steel.
Well, I got complaints Bill was selling bootleg liquor, but that wasn't no concern of mine. If the revenuers was to bring him in, I'd have to bind him over to court on proper evidence, but elsewise I had no cause to bother him. Now, the game laws was different. A county peace officer is supposed to go cahoots with the state wardens on fish or game violations, and if we confiscate a nice catch, we split what we don't need for evidence. So when folks would say, Bill Bonner's trapping fish, Sheriff, I'd have to go out there. Bill had his place fixed up like a commercial camp where the city folks could buy minnows and rent boats, so it was kind of interesting. Even if it wasn't, I like to spend a day outdoors once in a while.
Now, Sheriff, I wouldn't even catch a pickerel on a hook out of season, let alone trap one.
Then what is them poles sticking out of the lake for? They look to me like they could be supporting a big trap net.
Excuse me, Sheriff's customers.
All right, but we're going to continue this conversation, Bill Bonner.
Oh, Fred, isn't this a simply scrumptious life?
Just what we've been looking for, Sally. Do you run this place, sir?
Yep.
We drove down from Alexandria to get in a little weekend fishing.
Well, good for you.
Oh, look at the darling little sidewalk running right out into the lake, and we walk on.
Why, sure, as far as it reaches, anyway.
Come on, Fred.
Are these boats for rent?
Yep, if you got 2 bits an hour.
Oh, Fred, it's part of that folly in the brown.
Now, you be careful there, honey. She would she, sir?
It depends on 2 things, whether she can swim and whether anybody'd pull her out if she can.
Isn't it a loveliest lake, mister? How deep is it everywhere?
2 feet deep as far as you can see, and after that, it's 8 feet.
Oh, must be full of fish. Boy, I've been trying for months to get away and catch me a real mess of cats and panfish.
You be careful you don't catch nothing that's out of season. Fella standing over there, that's the sheriff.
Oh.
Oh, well, hello there, boy. Oh, Fred, isn't he, darling?
Now, Sally, be careful. You shouldn't pet him.
Oh, he's so friendly. What is he, mister?
A dog.
Well, of course. I meant, what kind of dog?
Lady, his mama was half hound and half bulldog, and his papa was 10 of the biggest dogs in Cajun County.
Do you have minnows for sale?
Yeah, I got minnows, but you won't catch nothing with them. Fish just ain't biting this week. You excuse me, I'll finish seeing what the sheriff wants.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Don't you just love this place, honey?
Well, darling.
Now, Sheriff, what was you and me talking about?
You know doggone well what we were talking about.
Trapping game fish. Somebody been trapping game fish?
You been, Bill Bonner. They'll set your poles right out in the middle of the lake.
Now, look, Sheriff, if I was going to trap a few measly little old bass or pickerel or gar, would I be setting a net in the middle of the lake?
Why not?
Well, you know better than that. You'd have to trap me in along the banks and the rushes where they feed.
You got more traps along the banks?
Well, you're welcome to look, Sheriff. Of course, you ain't wearing your waders, and there's a powerful lot of moccasins scooting around this time of year.
I know.
Now, I'd say take one of my boats, but the missus ain't been keeping them in too good shape. They leak.
Hey, your customers is driving off.
Yep. I guess they was just sightseeing.
I'd have there, Bill, I should think you'd try mighty harder to please folks. Now, you could have made yourself a nice little sum if they'd have stayed the weekend.
Folks like that want you hanging around so they can ask a lot of foolish questions. And I figure to go into town tomorrow, pick up my not-raising cotton money.
Say, that's right. Our checks is due, ain't they?
Yep. I'll tell you what, Sheriff. Why don't you come up to the shack with me and wet your whistle? Wife and kids will sure be glad to see you.
On what? Wet my whistle on what?
Corn liquor. One of the customers seemed to have left a jug in one little cabin sometime back. Forgot he had it, I guess.
Well, that's how it went for quite a spell of years. Folks claimed Bill Bonner was breaking every law in the books and kept after me to do something about it. But doggone if I could ever catch him doing it.
Sheriff, I am surprised. How could you suspicion me of something like that?
I ain't said I suspicion you, Bill. I'm just laying down the facts. Now, the state conservation folks released 400 deer back there in the swamp, didn't they?
So I hear tell. I didn't see them do it.
Well, they did. And as soon as they done it, a 5-year closed season went into effect.
So I hear tell.
You doggone right you hear tell, because the warden stopped here and told you theirself.
Wardens, eh? So that's who them fellas was.
And they posted the swamp, too. And don't tell me you can't read, because I know you can't.
Of course I can read.
The wardens rode clear around the other side of the lake and told everybody else, too. And when they come back this way, next day, what'd they find?
Well, they didn't find no illegal fish traps, I'll tell you that.
Maybe not, but there was the head of a fresh-killed deer stuck up on a pole in the middle of the road, this road right here on your property.
I feel mighty bad about that 5-year closed season, Sheriff. I get a powerful hankering for a morsel of venison now and then.
Now, don't change the subject. I also done a little inquiring, and I found out you just had some meat canned at the county cannery.
Well, now, that's what the county cannery's for, ain't it? Prices is going up, Sheriff. The not raising cotton money don't go as far as it used.
No, it don't at that.
That's why the governor lets us poor folks get our meat canned for nothing.
All right, what kind of meat was it?
Well, young beef.
Young beef, huh? I'll guess that.
It says so right on the labels, and they put the labels on right at the county cannery, and what you're doing, Sheriff, is practically suspicioning the governor a liar.
I am no such a thing, and don't let me catch you killing another deer for 5 whole years.
It's a powerful long time to go without venison, but you won't catch me. You hungry, Sheriff?
Well, now that you mention it...
Why don't you come up to the shack then and have a sandwich? Mrs. baked some nice fresh pone. We'll open a can of that young beef to put between it.
Well, that sounds appetizing, all right.
And if you're a mind to, you can wet your whistle a mite. The little girl's found a jug half floating somewhere in the lake, and what do you reckon it turned out to be?
Corn liquor?
Corn liquor. Come on along, you hear?
It was good, young beef. Had kind of a gamey flavor. After that, when folks come trying to stick their noses in Bill Bonner's business, I'd tell them to catch him theirselves, and that'd shut them up. All except the revenue men. They rounded up every moonshiner in town at one time or another, but they never got nothing to stick on old Bill. He had a couple of close calls, though, like the time the fella come rowing himself up to Bill's boat dock.
Hey, hey, you Bill Bonner?
Yep.
Well, toss me a rope, will you? The water's too slippery for the oars.
Push yourself in. It ain't but 2 feet deep.
Oh.
Why don't you knock the whole dock down? Here, I'll give you a hand.
Thanks. Mr. Bonner, my name's Hogan.
Well, good for you.
I've got a note here for you from Griville, St. Beauregard. Here you are.
This Yankee's all right. Give him anything he wants. Yep, he's from Greville, all right. What was it you wanted?
You know, pal.
I ain't no mind reader, no matter what Greville told you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No, what I wanted was some whiskey.
More than you already had?
Sure. I brought my own keg along to save you the trouble.
Mister, I don't sell whiskey.
Oh, come on now, chum.
Fact is, I don't know nobody who does. Revenuers has got them plumb run out of business.
Mr. Bonner, do I look like a revenuer?
All Yankees look the same to me.
Well, actually, same boy God told me you were a great kidder. Now, look, Mr. Bonner, here's a $10 bill, you see? It's not Confederate money, either.
Well, it's a good thing it ain't. Confederate ain't worth much these days. More's a pity.
And here's the keg. Now, how about 2 gallons of Catahoula lake water?
Well, I'll tell you, Hogan, it's a funny way to do business, but if you put the keg in that old hollow stump and go away for half an hour, I might be able to find a fellow who can put some in there for you.
Well, Mr. Bonner, like the fellow says, the wanderer returns. What wondrous sight shall it behold?
If you're talking about the keg you left, there she is.
So it is. Oh, but it's a lot heavier than when I put it in the stump.
Yep.
Now, let's see. I gave you the $10, didn't I?
Yep, and I studied it carefully. It'll pass for real.
Yes, sir, you're some kidder. It's Catahoula Lake Water, huh?
Well, that's what you ordered, ain't it, Mr. Hogan?
You know, it's strange it should smell so much like moonshine. Isn't it, Carl?
That sure is what it smells like. Pretty good moonshine to boot.
All right, Potter. Now I'm going to take you to the county seat with me. I'm one of those Yankee revenuers who all look the same to you rebel bootleggers.
Bill Bonner here owed a district court on the charge of moonshining. Is that right?
That's right, Sheriff.
It's your honor at the present time, Hogan.
Oh, okay. Your honor.
Well, Bill, they finally caught you, huh?
My old squirrel dog finally caught his tail once, too.
Now, if I have to warn you, your old squirrel dog finally caught it. I think I have to sit a good one, Bill.
Oh, come on. I've been listening to Bonner's corny jokes all afternoon. Let's get this over with.
You got evidence?
2 gallons of it right in this keg. Bonner's got the $10 bill I gave him for it.
That right, Bill?
Yep.
Well, let me see the keg.
Here you are.
Now, the court can't be sure this here is Bill Bonner's corn liquor until it samples the evidence. Doggett, Bill, why'd you drive the bung in so tight?
I didn't want this Yankee taking a drink without he done a mite of work to get it. Twist her like this, Sheriff. There you be.
Chase, if you need some help sampling, Sheriff, I ought to qualify as an expert.
Hi, Sonny.
Hi there, Uncle Ray.
Well, you sure, Ray? Just grab us a couple of cups, sir.
Yeah, I got them. The reason I'm an expert is I give my nephews a receipt for this here stuff.
Say, pour me one, too, so I can see if the rest of it's worth keeping.
All right. Here you are, Ray.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Hogan, take it.
Did I ever use the old bean? No, Bonner didn't want to sell it to me, so I says, give me a couple of...
Go ahead, gentlemen. What a Catahoula Lake Water.
That's what you ordered. Catahoula Lake Water. No accounting for taste. Yankee taste specialized.
But this is... shut up, Hogan. Case dismissed. Hey, wait a minute. How come that keg smells like whiskey on the outside?
Well, I'll tell you how that might come, Sheriff. Hogan here seemed a mite drunk when he threw his boat up to my place. Could be he spilled some of whatever he was drinking on the keg. Or it could be somebody else spilled a drop or two at one time or another.
Russell, that Yankee slunk off like a whupmonger, and Bill headed home with $10. Some of the folks even congratulated Bill, for while he weren't too popular, revenuers is even less. Finally, everybody was gone, only for Bill's Uncle Ray. Yeah, that was a pretty good one, huh, Ray?
I should hope to boy you weevil it was. Only that ain't what I'm a chortling about.
Well, what then? You swallow a handful of hen feathers?
I got in mind a joke. A great big joke. Sheriff, I hear tell you ain't going to run for sheriff again come election time.
Well, you hear tell right. I aim to retire. I hate bothering folks.
Uh-huh. Well, then, seeing your feelings won't be hurt, I aim to run my nephew Bill for sheriff.
Bill?
Yeah?
Well,
fella, he's a bootlegger and a poacher, and all due respect to your kinfolk, probably worse.
Uh-huh.
Why, there ain't nobody going to vote for him.
Why, of course they ain't. But ain't it some joke?
Bill Bonner running for sheriff. Bill didn't take too kindly to it because he knowed it was a joke and he ain't got much sense of humor where himself is concerned. But his name was on the ballot, so there wasn't nothing he could do about it. Well, come election day, I drew my $2 to vote the party ticket like everybody else, and I got thinking. Bill's feelings is going to be hurt, I think to myself, if he don't even get one little bitty vote. So I marked the X by his name. And you know what happened when the returns was in? Practically everybody in the county done exactly the same thing. All right. All right. Now quiet down, you lint head. Now it's better. Folks, you folks have done me the honor of electing me sheriff. Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. As maybe you recollect, there ain't a law made but that I ain't broke it and got away with it.
Yeah.
I know every trick there is. So don't none of you try none of them whilst I'm wearing this badge. I'll be 16 jumps and a possum ahead of you. And if the jailhouse gets too full, I'll build me another one. Because I aim to stop lawbreaking in Cajun County. And Bill done it, too. He's the best doggone sheriff we ever had. Except one, of course. Me.
Romance is produced and directed by Anthony Ellis. Today's story was written by Don Brown and adapted for radio by Francis Van Hartisfelt. Vic Perrin starred with Parley Bear in A Ragged Individualist. Virginia Gregg, Bill Lally, Junius Matthews, and John Daner were the others in the cast. Musical supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Roy Rowan inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at the same time.